This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Armenia and Azerbaijan announced a third attempt to establish a ceasefire in their conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh, starting from 8 a.m. Monday. The announcement comes after two earlier Russia-brokered ceasefire agreements frayed immediately after taking forces with both sides accused each other of violations. The new agreement was announced Sunday night in a joint statement by the governments of the United States, Armenia, and Azerbaijan. Nagorno-Karabakh lies within Azerbaijan, but has been under the control of ethnic Armenian forces backed by Armenia since a war there ended in 1994. The latest fighting that began on September 27th has involved heavy artillery, rockets, and drones and killed hundreds in 4 weeks. Chileans voted overwhelmingly to replace their dictatorship-era constitution in a referendum Sunday, setting off celebrations in the capital. The approved vote to throw out a constitution seen as underpinning the nation's glaring inequalities led by almost 78% of the vote. Horn-blaring cars circulated in the center of the capital, blaring their horns to celebrate the approved campaign within minutes of the polls closing. Crowds gathered near the Plaza Italia, the epicenter of months of protests where the word rebirth was projected onto the city's telecommunications tower. Full results are still pending, however. At least 100 people were held following violent weekend anti-government protests in the Angolan capital. And according to a senior government official, anti-riot police fired tear gas and beat protesters to break up the demonstrations that attracted around 2,000 people. Dozens of protesters, including journalists covering the demonstrations, were arrested. This is VOA News. Federal appellate court judge Amy Coney Barrett advanced another step Sunday to winning confirmation to a lifetime appointment on the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Senate voted to end Democrats' filibuster on her nomination, setting up a Monday night vote on her all but certain confirmation to the seat left vacant by the death last month of liberal icon Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The staunchly conservative Barrett would be President Trump's third appointment to the court and significantly tips its ideological balance toward a 6-3 majority. Barrett could be sworn in by Tuesday in time to hear any voting disputes related to Mr. Trump's November 3rd re-election bid against Democratic challenger Joe Biden. Barrett could also recuse herself from consideration of such cases since Mr. Trump appointed her to the court, but Barrett declined to say at her confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee whether she would do so. She would likely be among the justices hearing a new challenge November 10th on whether to invalidate the country's Affordable Care Act, which Mr. Trump has sought to overturn. Barrett appears to have at least a 52-vote majority in the 100-member Senate for confirmation. All Republicans and more if any Democrats vote in her favor. Pope Francis has named 13 new Roman Catholic cardinals on Sunday, including 9 under the age of 80, who are now eligible to enter a conclave to elect his successor after his death or resignation. The new cardinals include the Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Washington, D.C. He will be the first African-American to hold that rank. He's 72 years old, so he will be able to weigh in on a new pope. Others in a group hail from Italy, Rwanda, the Philippines, Chile, and Brunei. The 9 will be elevated to the high rank at a ceremony at the Vatican next month. And again, at least 100 people were held following violent protests in the Angolan capital. According to a senior government official, anti-riot police fired tear gas and beat protesters to break up the demonstrations, which attracted more than 2,000 people. Dozens of protesters, including journalists covering the demonstrations, were arrested. Salvador Rodriguez, an official with the Interior Ministry, said on state television that 103 people, including politicians from the largest opposition party, were actually detained. The demonstrations have been staged to demand a new date for local government elections that were supposed to happen this year, but they have been delayed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.